Can maybe the two of you speak to what meditation has looked like for each of you, either in yoga classes or at different moments? Have you ever maybe turned to meditation as a means to either relax, calm down, or has it become part of your lives as well?
Just to say, that is one of my favorites. I love meditation. So like whenever, like sometimes, like whenever I do like tests, I'll say for like school, like whenever I do like tests or something, and it's like super like big test, because like I had like the map testing and all of that. It was like, I was scared to like see what will my score be or like any of that, and like if the question is like right or wrong. And meditation actually really helped, like breathing in and breathing out slowly and like doing that. It like calmed me down.
Me, I get really angry easily sometimes. And usually when I meditate, I like try to find a nice quiet spot and just focus on my breathing and like focus on what's happening around me, listening to everything, while also just like listening to what I'm thinking and realizing that maybe I wasn't supposed to be mad at the first place. Maybe it was just like a misunderstanding. And it just brings me to the tranquility and like feeling of calmness.
Yep. Yeah, I think we're doing a good job of selling meditation to people who have yet to maybe like incorporate it into their lives. So I really appreciate your answers. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great that you guys are learning this so young, because I mean, some people don't come to understand or experience meditation until they're way older, and it's like such a wonderful skill.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the last limb of the eight limbs is samadhi, or pure bliss. And I feel like meditation kind of leads into that, as if it's kind of like the gateway to that. And I think sometimes in the Western world, we think that samadhi or pure bliss is like a place we're going to get to one day. And maybe it's just like moments throughout life we come to it. Do you guys have any experiences with that in your yoga practice, or in your personal, like maybe outside of yoga, or even in your dance practices, where you're like, oh, you hit that sweet, beautiful place?
For dance class, which is called Bharatanatyam, Indian classical dance, usually we do so many movements, so many things. Sometimes we make mistakes, but we realize that sometimes it's best to make mistakes and see that we're learning something. And it just like allows us to live and in the present and allow us to like feel happy with what we're doing.
Sometimes whenever I do a yoga pose, like I'm too into that pose that like whenever like someone's like saying like, look at this. I don't know what to like see, because I'm so into the like thing, like intensely into the meditation or the yoga that I'm doing.
Yeah. It almost like takes you out of yourself for a minute because you're so focused.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.